Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages here on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got a great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here at the show. We're at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, please try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you have a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you can give us a call at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Ginger Quinlan, and she will be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our 2015 Earth Day raffle is coming up shortly. The drawing will be on April 22nd, and you will have a chance to win up to five one-hour mediumship readings. All you have to do is enter. The Forever Family Foundation certified mediums who will be participating in this raffle are Lynn LeClaire, Renee Buck, Amy Utzman, Renata Santarelli, and Tracy Bray. We also have a very healing event coming up this summer, our 2015 Afterlife Exploration Retreat, Reaching Beyond the Physical World. This is scheduled for July 24th through the 26th. We're going to be back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. It's really an amazing weekend of presentations and mediumship communication, and you'll just get a wonderful understanding of the afterlife with like-minded people. So we do hope that you'll be able to join us for that event. For more information about all upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. So let's get to our show for tonight. Tonight, of course, is Mediums and Messages, and if you've listened in to the show before, you know that all of our mediums have been tested and certified through the Forever Family Foundation. Tonight, we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and you can reach us here at the show. Once again, I'll give you the number 888-627-6008, and we look forward to taking your call. So let me introduce our guest for tonight. Our guest medium is Ginger Quinlan, and in addition to her work with the Forever Family Foundation, she is also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. She has 35 years of experience in various areas such as grief recovery, energy clearings, feng shui, chakra healing. She's also a medical intuitive, and she is the author of Shining Through the Shadows, A Treasure Map of Life Lessons. And we're so happy to have her on the show with us tonight. Hi, Ginger. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Thank you so much for having me on. It's great to be
here. We are so excited to have you here. So welcome. Let me ask you a little something about your work. I know that just as many of us mediums do, I know that you also teach. And if you would, just share with us a little bit about your classes and also about your mentorship program.
Okay, great. Thank you. I started a teaching program called Soul Sessions Academy, which offers different forms of classes. I'm a very hands-on teacher and really like to take my students to high levels of energy. So we work a lot with boosting up our energy, opening up our senses, because as you know, as a medium, you have to really boost your energy up to talk to the other side and do it effectively. Otherwise, it's very draining.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so many people don't know that who are just getting started. So I like to teach about energy and protection and doing the best work you can possibly do in the fields of metaphysics and mediumship and psychic awareness and taking people into experiences that they may not have had in a regular, you know, mm-hmm. beginning psychic class, beginning mediumship class. I really focus on taking them very high up into the energy so they can get all kinds of information, whether it's knowing, feeling, tasting, sensing, hearing, or just being totally aware of what's coming in. So we work a lot on that. Mm-hmm. And then the mentorship program is brand new. I've been helping different healers get their businesses off the ground forever because I had amazing mentors come into my life when I was a baby psychic and baby medium and had no clue what I was doing.
Okay.
So to me, it's always pay it forward.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. That's great.
I love to help people get going and get started. So I put together the mentorship program, which is all on my website at soulsessionsllc.com, and you can find everything about it there.
That's really great. And you know what? I think people really appreciate that. There's not many places that, you know, mediums who are just starting out, they're just developing, not really many places for them to go to get classes. There are some mediums that teach, but we're kind of far and few between, you know, so it's not available readily everywhere. So that's great that you do that. You know, I wanted to touch on something else quickly. We have a couple of minutes before we have to go to our commercial break. I know that you also offer kind of some helpful tips and instructions for people with children who experience paranormal activity, you know, kind of like the do's and don'ts list. Now, is this something that you do currently, or do you do this once in a while, or?
I offer that to people all the time because most of my clientele is women, and most of them are moms, and their children, as you know, everybody's kind of waking up to this.
Yeah, and they are. Mm-hmm.
Yes, their energy levels are getting higher, their senses are waking up even more. And I truly believe the other side wants to be acknowledged more. So our little people, our children who have no filters, it hasn't been all taught out of them, are seeing, feeling, hearing, sensing those on the other side. And moms and dads are freaking out because they don't know
what
to do when Johnny comes up and says, I saw Grandma last night standing
over my... Right. Yeah, I would imagine that they really don't know how to deal with that. That has to be kind of hard. It's one thing, you know, if you're experiencing something like that, it's something else to try to be there to help your child, and you're not the one that really feels that. Now, have you encountered many parents who are dealing with this right now?
So many parents.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. It's like this almost an epidemic, Doreen, of parents who are asking me, how do I deal with my child who is seeing Uncle Tom or Aunt Mary or whoever coming into the room, or they're seeing shadow people, or they're talking about encountering things at school? And, you know, I grew up that way, and I couldn't talk to anybody. So that's kind of a really deep, dear subject to me about acknowledging your children when they come to you and say, I saw Grandma, or there's a ghost in my room, you know, and take care of your child when that's going on.
Yeah, that's a wonderful resource that you offer. So, you know, I would encourage any of our listeners, you know, if you have family members or if you know people with children, you know, who are looking for some kind of insight themselves, you know, as to how they might be able to better help their children, to, you know, just visit us at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and you can see a list of our mediums there. You can look Ginger Quinlan up there, and or just contact her at her website. But, yeah, I think it's wonderful that there are at least, even if it's not many, but a few resources, you know, for that type of teaching and healing.
Thank you, Doreen. I agree.
That's a great thing. That's a great thing.
Alrighty.
Well, we're gonna take a very short break. We've got to go to commercial. When we come back, we'll speak more with Ginger, and we're going to be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question, or if you would like to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at the station, 1-888-627-6008, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Ginger Quinlan. So we are going to go to our phone lines now. As I understand it, our lines are all lit up. And before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that we try to get to as many calls as we can. For those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air and you'd like to have a connection to Spirit, we just want to hear your first name. You know, we'll kind of introduce you. It's really nice for us to be able to hear your voice, and that it helps us as mediums to just kind of make that connection. Okay, so we have Ginger with us, and we're going to go to our first caller. I believe Mary is on the line. Are you with us, Mary?
Yes, I am.
Hi, hello. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling
Hi.
In.
Thank
so
you
where are you calling in
call.
From? What's that?
Georgia.
You're in Georgia. Okay.
Yes.
And did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a little mini reading?
I would like to have a mini reading if possible, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Ginger.
Thank you.
Hi, Mary. I'm in Georgia,
Hi, how
too.
Are you?
Old here. So let me see what's going on around you and who's around you. You have a really lovely lady who wants to say hello to you right off the bat. She is kind of quiet, and she's coming in kind of respectful is probably the word I want to use. I feel like she's very gracious when she was alive. Absolutely a stunning person, not just a stunning woman, but a stunning person. She says her chest doesn't hurt. Her eyes are okay. She had trouble with her left eye in particular, and she can hear just fine, and she sends love to you. She says her throat doesn't bother her anymore. I feel like she had a really hard time talking before she passed, and she really wants to tell you that she's sorry she couldn't talk to you before she passed. Do you understand this? Do you know what I'm talking
yes.
about?
Yes, I
yes.
do.
She absolutely adores you. She also likes your hair. You just changed it. And
yes,
she's also saying she likes the way you did your living room. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Yes, she absolutely loves you. I feel so much love from her. I just want to cry when I feel her. It's like she just wants to wrap her arms around you and squeeze you really hard. She also says that her legs don't bother her anymore either. I feel like her left leg has a lot of issues. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do understand that.
I feel like it swelled up and it was really painful and she couldn't control what was going on with it, and something below the knee was wrong too. And she says she has none of that anymore. And I also want to sing to you because I feel like she liked to hum. And she liked to sing, maybe sang songs to you when you were a little girl.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, well, I want to sing to you now. I want to sing like Mary Had a Little Lamb to you.
Okay.
Because she sang it all the time when you were really little. And she also says that not to worry about the money because you're
okay.
having some money concerns right now. And she
okay.
says that's going to get better. That's been on your mind and in your heart. Do you understand this?
Yes, I understand that very well.
Yes, and are you trying to change jobs? I feel a big job change around you.
Not really, no. I'm a teacher right now.
You have some kind of job change coming that's actually beneficial for you. It feels
okay.
like more money and some kind of promotion thing, and she's telling me, just wait, because you're going to have a nice surprise come, so act surprised when it happens.
Oh, great. That's good news. I will.
She loves you so much. I can't stop saying that because she just is absolutely all around you. I also feel like she likes to travel with you. She likes to ride with you. And she
yes.
says you multitask when you drive. You're always doing something when you drive.
Yes, I am.
Yes, constantly. So she just wants you to know she's with you all the time. And I will
okay.
leave you with that and give you a big hug.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, Mary, thank you for calling into the show. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Have a good evening.
All righty. Okay, wow, we've got a lot of calls here. Let's go to our next caller. I think we have Glenda on the line. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, am I pronouncing that right? It's Glenda?
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay, good. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Florida.
From Florida, okay. And would you like a little mini reading, or did you have a question? Are you with us? Glenda? Oh, gosh, I hope we didn't lose her. Okay, let's hope that she can get back into us, and let's go to our next caller on hold. I think we have Kathy on the phone. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us,
Thank
or
you.
Would you like to have a mini reading?
Oh, I'd prefer to have a mini reading.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Ginger.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm awesome. You know, thank you. And you're awesome, too. I love your energy. You know, the first thing I heard was your guides and angels saying, be patient with yourself. You are your own worst enemy, and you have been lately. And I'm hearing them say, quit being so hard on yourself. It's almost like I want to shake my finger at you from your guides and angels and just say, lighten up, because you're actually doing way better than you think you are. Do you understand this?
I don't know. I hope I'm doing good.
Good, because I just feel like you've been kind of down on yourself the last 2 or 3 months, and you have this one particular angel who's just like shoving her way into this reading, saying, you know, just lighten up, and everything else will lighten up around you, and you're actually doing a great job. So just know that, okay? I want to, like, give you a hug when I say that, because you've just been tough on yourself. And then I hear a man's voice saying hello, but I want to say hello to you, really deep voice. And he says that his stomach doesn't hurt anymore. I want to cough when I hear him. He makes me feel like I got stuff in my throat and I can't catch my breath and my chest feels full. And he's telling me he doesn't have any of that anymore and he can breathe fine and he doesn't have the tubes anymore. Do you understand this?
I think so.
This feels like a father figure to me, or a grandfather. And he was kind of a tough cookie. I feel like he would just say what he thought, and everybody kind of look at him and go, whoa. And then he kind of smile sweetly and get on with whatever he was doing. And he says that you're his daughter. So I'm feeling like a father figure. Is your father in spirit?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe this does match him. I'm trying to figure if this matches him.
I kind of feel like I have two different men here, because I'm hearing a deep voice, and then I'm hearing a not-so-deep voice, and the deep-voice man had lots of trouble breathing. I feel like he had some sort of lung problem, chest problem, heart issue going on, and then the other man who feels father to you is saying he had something with his throat, something with the left side of his head, and something with his left side. Did your father have a stroke?
No.
Did you have a man in spirit who had a stroke? I keep feeling this problem on the left side, all the way down the left side.
Not a male that had a stroke, no, that I can think of.
Okay.
But it could be somebody that I don't, you know, that I don't remember. Maybe it's somebody that, you know, died before I was even born, for all I know, you know?
I'm hearing the name John really loud. I'm also hearing this man again telling me tubes in his throat, couldn't talk, big problem with his throat, and then he says, you're my daughter. So he just wants you to know that he's around, okay? And
okay.
He also says he misses his hat. This is your father who says he misses his hat. I see him in a hat. But then I hear the other man who feels like a grandfather. They're both just yakking at the same time. Like, they just really want your attention, and they won't stop and take turns. They're like, na-na-na-na-na at the same time. But I feel like people in your family do that. Everybody talks at once.
Yes.
Yeah,
you got that right.
So, and they're just like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And these two men are like, let me talk about this, and let me talk talk about that. And your father is saying he wishes he had told you how much he loved you before he passed, because I feel like he couldn't talk, and I feel like things happened kind of fast with him. Do you understand this?
Yes.
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 And then the other man who feels like a grandfather or an uncle. I just heard uncle. Did you have a favorite uncle?
But all that other stuff with the stomach and everything makes sense with an uncle.
Okay, good, good. He finally let me know who he is, because he's just chatter. He says he didn't get to tell anybody goodbye either, because he was kind of stubborn, and he just kind of disconnected from everybody when he was sick.
Right.
He didn't say what he needed to say, and he just wants to say he loves everybody. And he says it just like that. I love everybody. So he wants you to know that. He feels like a very kind of charismatic man. So I feel like both of these men go everywhere with you and watch for you. And your father in particular wants you to know that he shows up and he has, did he smoke? I smell cigarettes.
Early in life he smoked, not late in life.
He would really love a cigarette. And he also says he shows up and he smells cigarettes when he's there. So pay attention to the cigarettes. And then your uncle says he likes to leave you pennies. He leaves pennies everywhere. And he wants cake. Is it close to your birthday? I feel like he's telling me birthday time. He's showing me birthday cake, birthday candles.
Well, it just passed, so maybe that's it.
Okay. I feel like he's acknowledging this. And both of them are, like, blowing you kisses. I want to blow you kisses and tell you that I love you for them. And they're just sending so much love to you. I just feels really intense, especially your father.
Oh, that's good news.
Yes.
Awesome.
So they're really around you. And are you trying to buy a new car?
Well, my lease is coming up, so that might be it.
Okay.
So I have to get a new car when the lease comes up.
Your father says be careful of the blue car. You're going to find a blue car that's really beautiful, but it is a lemon. So he is saying, watch out for the blue car. It's not quite right for you.
Okay.
Oh, that's wow. I love when they give us heads up. That's a wonderful thing. We're going to have to leave it there. Kathy, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped a little bit.
Thank you. Yes,
you're very welcome.
Calling in. Thank you.
Very welcome. Okay, we have time for probably one more caller, and then we're going to be going to a very short break again. I think we have another Kathy on the line. I'll just say who's waiting for us. Do we have somebody on the line?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello?
Hi, this Kathy?
Yes.
Hi, Kathy. We have another Kathy. Welcome to the show. You're very welcome. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a little mini reading?
A reading, please.
A reading. Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Ginger.
Hi, Kathy. Right away, I heard a woman say, tell her I like the boots. So did you just get a new pair of boots?
Hello?
Are you
can
there?
You hear
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us, Kathy?
Hello? Yeah,
hello
I can
there.
Hear someone else, so I can hear a male.
Oh, gosh, I don't know who's on there. Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Okay, so I heard a woman
Hello?
Say she likes your boots.
Boots?
I think we have yes, did you get some new boots?
No, I didn't.
Okay, she's talking about the boots. I'm hearing a woman's voice acknowledging boots, and she says she likes the boots. I don't know if they're your boots or it's boots she used to wear, but she says she's acknowledging them. She also talks really soft, this woman, and she has kind of this soft energy coming through. She's saying she didn't know things were going to go the way they did, and she wasn't ready, and it frustrated her. And I feel like she was sick or she had something happen to her that was like sickness that happened really quickly. And she wants you to know she didn't have, like, enough time to tell everybody how she felt and what was going on with her. And she feels like a mother or grandmother. I want to say a mother. I get a very motherly, maternal energy with her. So is your mother in spirit?
Yes.
Yes. She wants you to know that she's like, I didn't do all the things I wanted to do, and that frustrated her. And I feel like things changed rapidly for her. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah, I almost feel frantic when I'm feeling her because she's like, it all happened so quick. And she wants you to know that if she had so much more time, she would have done more things and said more things and have been more like, this is my life and this is how I feel about you and all of that. And she wants you to know this. It's like so important for her to tell you this. And she says she loves you. She's got her hand over her heart and she's like opening up her hand like she's giving you her heart. And were you and her a little bit disconnected when she was going through all this? I feel like there was some either distance or she didn't want everybody around her.
No. But she did suffer from dementia, so she was kind of separated in that sense, I guess.
Okay, all right. Sometimes that absolutely feels like a great big disconnect to me. So I feel like now she's completely aware of what happened, how it happened, and she just wants you to know she wishes she could have done more. She keeps telling me that. I wish I could have done more. I wish I could have done more. She also says that she is around the boy. Do you have a son?
Yes.
She watches out for him. She also says that she watches out for the dog, but I feel like the dog is in spirit, and it's a little
okay.
Kind of black and white dog. Do you understand this? It jumps around a lot.
No.
Happy dog. It's been gone a very long time, this dog. All right?
Okay.
And kind of fluffy. I want to say it's like black and white and brown, and it's happy. It stands right next to her. And she also says that she likes to make your kitchen light blink sometimes. She also likes to knock on the wall before you go to sleep. And she also likes to kind of whisper in your ear right before you wake up in the morning. So she's trying really hard to get your attention. All right?
Okay. I don't notice most of that. I don't notice that stuff.
She wants you to really know that she's trying to connect with you hugely. I feel like from her, like she wants to just reach through this connection and have me just grab your hand and hold your hand. That's how she makes me feel. It's like if you were here, I would grab your hand and hold it for her because she wants you to know
uh-huh.
She's just that close to you. So
okay.
I also feel like, did she have a brother who was sick too?
Who was, not when she was sick, no.
She's talking about her brother, like she's around him. And I'm not sure if she's around him in spirit because she's not being very clear with me about that or if he's still alive, but she's saying, I'm around the brother. So I feel like she watches out for him. And do you have a daughter also?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a man who watches out for your daughter who says he loves you, and he is smiling. He smiled all the time. I feel like he has the most beautiful smile. And he feels almost like an earth angel to me. I feel like he was a good man when he was alive. He feels very grandfatherly to me. And I feel like he had a heart issue, a chest issue. Do you understand this?
Sort of.
Yeah. He had something with his stomach and also with his chest. But he watches out for your daughter and protects her and basically is around her. making sure things are good with her. I love his energy. He feels like a great big, first he was an earth angel, now he feels like an angel type energy and spirit. Big energy. And he sends love to you, and he also says, nothing hurts. He keeps saying that over and over again. He misses his boots. I feel like he wore, maybe this is the boot person. He's saying that he misses his boots. I feel like he had to wear work boots when he was younger and gloves and a hat, and he misses almost like a uniform. Do you understand this?
No. No, I don't.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, though, because we've got to go to a break. But, Kathy, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helped a little bit.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. All right, guys, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll get right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Our guest tonight is Ginger Quinlan. And before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. If you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And what if you don't shop on Amazon? There's another way you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. Now, these are places that you're already shopping in, like 800 Flowers, Expedia, Home Depot, Lord & Taylor, Petco, TurboTax, and many, many, many more. So just go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, let's get back to our show. We have Ginger Quinlan here with us tonight. We've got time for maybe one or two more calls. I believe the next caller holding on is Glenda. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, I'm so glad we got you back. You were cut off before. Welcome to the show. Would you like a mini reading, Glenda?
Yes, I would.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Ginger.
Hi, Glenda. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you, Ginger. I appreciate it.
There is a woman coming through right off who is like running up to you with her arms wide open. If she was still here, that's what she would do. Like, hello, I'm here. Yay, I'm talking to you. That's how she makes me feel. I feel this kind of bright, shiny energy from her. I don't feel like she was always like that. She feels more reserved in life, but she's so excited to say hello to you and let you know that she is okay. She says her back does not bother her. I feel low back issues huge, and something about the right side of her head, she makes my head hurt, and it affected the way she talked and the way she moved. Do you understand this? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Partially, yes.
Okay, I feel like she fell before she passed, and that created all kinds of problems for her. She didn't really recover. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Yes. She says she has no pain anymore, and she wants you to know that she is fine, and she is happy, and she misses her jewelry. She really liked jewelry, and she makes me want to laugh because she really liked her jewelry, although I don't feel like it was expensive or extravagant or big. It was just really pretty, simple, lovely things. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Possible. Yeah, I think it could be possible.
She really liked her rings, too. And did you get her ring? She's asking if you got her ring.
Yeah, I do.
Good, good. She, and it's got like a pearl in it and a little diamond thing?
No, I don't think it's a pearl, but
light-colored stone, and she wore it on her right hand a lot, not her left hand, and it was special to her, and this is the ring she's asking about. Okay, so I feel like she wants you to know that ring was kind of special. So
okay,
and I think you have her jewelry, so she really wants to tell you that was a special ring that she never really talked about. Okay, so if you have her stuff, look in your jewelry, because that little ring that looks like a little pearl on it, it looks small, it's cute. She's saying it's important, it was special, really special to her. and she wants you to know that. She also says she's proud of you. And did you get an award? She says she was there for the award celebration or some sort of recognition ceremony for you. Do you understand this?
No, I don't.
Something special. It may even be coming up because she's saying she's there for it. I don't see you like getting a certificate or some kind of award, and she keeps talking about it. She won't stop talking about it. And she also says that she's there for it, but I want to say she's going to be there for it. So watch for that. She's also saying that her stomach's okay. She makes my stomach hurt hugely. And
okay.
She says she's sorry that that things happened with her. I feel like, did you have to take care of her? I feel the sense of you were a caretaker for her or had to give her some of your time.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wants to acknowledge that, and she feels like, you know, she always thought she was like a burden, and she didn't like that for you because she was just conscientious of that. And she wants to acknowledge it, but at the same time, she's saying she totally appreciates it, and she appreciates you, and she loves you. And thank you for making sure her feet were covered up and for making sure her face was clean. She couldn't move, could she?
Well, you know, it's funny, Ginger, that you're saying this because there are two family members that I was exceptionally close to that this could be either one of those women.
Oh, see, you know, they all come in at the same time and just chatter at me and don't tell me when they trade off. I'm sorry about that.
Well, that's great, though, because, Glenda, you understand the information for both, though.
Yeah, because the word that she had used is one of the terms, you know, being a burden is something that mm-hmm. one of the women had constantly repeated to me.
Oh.
And neither one of them, I mean, I would do it all over again if need be, you know, I would do it in a heartbeat, you know, if they wanted or needed, if, you know, I was mm-hmm. lucky enough to ever have them again, but we all know that's impossible in that sense, but it was never a burden for me at all.
No, it usually isn't for us because we love them and they're just acknowledging the things, you know, that were taking place when they were here so that we understand who it is. You know?
I just wish I knew which one because there were so many similarities between the two of them.
The one you know? That was shorter is the one
I beg your-
she thought she was a burden, the smaller one. Being small and petite, kind of.
Right,
you know,
we're
about the same size and about the same age, so.
Okay. Well, I hope that the reading helped a little bit. I'm so glad that you did understand most of the information that came through. Maybe they're just coming through together, and that's what's making it a little tough to discern who's
who.
It could be, Doreen. But thank you so much for calling in, Glenda. We've got, we're running
thank
out of time.
You.
We've got time for maybe one more caller to come
you
in.
You guys do a wonderful, wonderful job. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All righty, we're going to try to get to one more caller really quickly. Judy, I believe, is on the line. Are you with us, Judy?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Hi, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Did you want to have a connection with Spirit?
I would love a connection with Spirit.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Ginger.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Ginger.
I want to sing to you right off the bat. Somebody is singing to me in Spirit, and I want to sing like Fleetwood Mac to you. I don't know why, but I'm hearing like Fleetwood Mac songs. I'm hearing Rolling Stones. I'm hearing rock songs. And I also hear a man's voice kind of humming in the background. And he says he loves you. He also says that he has no pain on his left side. I'm holding my chest right now. I feel disruption on my left side and disruption in my neck. And he's saying he has no pain there, no pain. And He wants to touch your face, and I feel like he loved to touch you, your face, like almost a fatherly or a partner type touch. And I smell cologne with him too. He smells good. And he says he misses you and he loves you and wants you to know that he goes everywhere with you. And did you lose a husband?
No, I lost my dad a month ago.
Ah, okay. This man just adores you, and it feels like his heart is so wide open with love for you that it makes me feel like he just cherishes you.
I also lost another person.
I'm sorry?
I also lost another person, male.
Okay. Your father is the one who smells like, kind of smells like Old Spice to me.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, and he says that he has no pain, no pain, no pain. He keeps saying that. And he can be outside all the time, and he feels good. He has no pain. And the other man, this is who I feel like cherishes you in a more intimate kind of way, and is just happy to get to talk to you. I feel like this is a man who's playing like rock songs, because now I'm hearing music again. Yeah, he loves music, and he wants to play music for you. In fact, when you go places, songs that he loves comes on. Like if you walk into the grocery store, songs he would play will come on, because he makes that happen for you to let you know that he's there with you. And he also says he likes to send you little sparrows, and he says he likes to touch the back of your neck when you're working. So do you get little chilly bumps on the back of your neck?
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's him.
He says, can you tell what age?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell how old he is?
He doesn't feel really old to me, but he does have kind of that, like, 40s, 50s, but he feels like a hippie to me, kind of. He's kind of got that hippie, rocker, just kind of love, life kind of feeling. So he makes me feel like he's younger than he really is. Do you understand this?
Okay. Well, I lost someone very dear to me, but he was not a friend. He was a relative. Can I tell you?
Sure. Yes, I think we're running out of time, though.
Yeah, we've got about 30 seconds, so if you want to tell us who this
okay.
is.
I lost my son 6 years ago.
Ah, I'm so sorry. I am so giving you a hug right now. He plays you songs constantly. I feel like he's a very old soul. And
he
loves music. And he goes everywhere with you. When I felt him, I felt really happy. And, like, he gets to hear music, all the music he loves, all the time. And he wants you to know that.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. I want to add one more thing, though, Judy, before we go. I feel like your son gives you signs every single day, constantly. And it's almost as if his message to you is just look for them, like I'm here. Because I agree with Ginger, I think he's around you a lot, and I think the little signs are all around you. So keep your eyes open for that, okay? And thank you so much for calling into the show. You're welcome. I can never believe how fast this hour goes. We are out of time. I really want to thank our guest, Ginger Quinlan, for joining us this evening. And if any of our listeners would like more information about your work, what's the best way to reach you?
You can reach me at my website at soulsessionsllc.com or gingerquinlan.com.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We also want to thank our listeners for being here. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And, of course, we always invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member. You can sign up for our brand-new newsletter we have coming out, and you can check out all of the wonderful events that we host. And just one quick mention, next month on Mediums and Messages on March 19th,
One of our favorite mediums, Joanne Gerber, will be hosting the show for me while I'm away on vacation. Joanne's guest on Mediums and Messages will be Joseph Scheel. So I hope that you guys will tune in. And, of course, I will be back on the show in April. And please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light with your host, Angelina Diana. Our guest will be Bill Caspary, author of The Galilean Pendulum. So be sure to tune in for that as well. I'm Dori Malloy, and I wish all of you a wonderful evening and many blessings. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.